You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I bring back a very special guest. You've heard her on The Mark White Show before, Marla Townsend with B Elite. Glad to have Marla Townsend. She's a former UAB softball coach and a friend of mine. She is an inspiration to many and encouragement. We've had her messages on The Mark White Show through the Make a Difference Minute. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Marla Townsend.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me, and I love catching up with you, and I love actually reaching out to the people that support you. It's just amazing. It's amazing what you do and the lives that you touch on a daily basis, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you for that, Marla. And I have listeners out there who need daily encouragement. I know I need encouragement. I had a coach when I was in high school that was an encouragement to me, and you get away from that, you get removed from that as you finish your sport and go on about your work, and maybe you don't get those encouragements as often as you did when you were younger and maybe playing a sport.
Yeah, and that's life skills, because that's the thing that I took pride in at UAB, was really just teaching them so much of life skills, probably really skills that I wish that I would have had when I was their age, but really not just for the sport of softball, but for life, not just for the academic side of things, but for life, and that they keep that and carry that with them, and then their family benefits from it, the ones that they surround themselves with benefits from it, and it truly is life skills.
And when we talk about life skills, you had opportunities to speak to students in schools and offer some of your expertise and your experience. What do you think, Marla, your experience to encourage and inspire comes from? Where did that develop as a younger person for you?
I just see the opportunities that our students, our young people have nowadays, and that really gets me fired up, because I was raised in a great environment, surrounded by wonderful people. Not everybody has that. But as I was raised, I was looking around, and there was no girls' basketball teams. I was a member of the first basketball team at Pinson Valley. I looked around, and there were no collegiate softball programs. And just so really being inspired and motivated. And then obviously when I got into public education in 1986, the number of times that I was told that, well, you can't have the gym right now because these guys or this organization is having it, and I had to fight for so many years. And so it really motivated me to look around and appreciate where we are, but know that we can't be content. We can't sit still, that we've got to continue to strive for excellence. And for those that deserve it and that need a chance to succeed, helping them realize what they've got inside of them, because everything they need to be successful is inside of them. I hope to be able to help them find it, reach inside, and pull it out. Therefore, they're empowering themselves to eventually empower others.
And opening doors can still happen in 2023. I know you were talking about being on the first team there at Pinson Valley, and there's still work to do, and people out there who haven't yet found within themselves maybe the strength or the courage to push their way forward in whatever their vision or their dreams are.
Yeah, it's about finding what you're passionate about. Finding what it is. What is your why? Why do you get up in the mornings? Why do you inspire to be great? And so it's really helping people realize why they do what they do, and helping them to realize how resilient they truly are day in and day out. And just really striving for excellence, because so many times people get content with where they're at and they don't understand that they're great, but find out how good you can be. Find out how great you can be by challenging yourself. Sometimes you got to get comfortable being in uncomfortable situations to really find out how truly excellent you can be.
Younger people, I would say, are able to adapt sometimes better than us older folks. And during COVID time, there was a lot of adapting to do, and people are still in recovery mode depending on where they're at in life. What was it that you saw during that period as far as the attitude of players, those who were pursuing their dreams and their goals? And maybe what do you feel 3 years removed from that is the attitude that you're seeing?
What's really, for you and I, for the older people, for the younger people, no one had ever been through that. And to this day, we're all affected by it. But what I saw with the group, especially just say young girls, I saw young girls that were going day in and day out and living their life. They had a routine. It was school. It was an after-school activity. It was social aspect, face-to-face. And that all came to abrupt halt. Therefore, they're at home, and really a lot of them have resources of being a cell phone, a mobile phone, and so that they get on social media where people portray life is perfect, and that's not the case. People put out there exactly what they want you to see. And so one of the actually upcoming events I have, social media awareness is one of the topics that I cover because it's so important. So a lot of youth turn to social media and they've stayed with it. Now, social media can be a great thing, but you've really got to stay within the limits of it. So I saw young ladies that were once so vibrant and just full of energy, doubting themselves in almost every aspect of life. And day in and day out, when you doubt yourself and you have that negative self-talk, that becomes an issue, because then the expectations you have for yourself are lowered. The way that you interact with others is hard. I mean, it's hard. And so really want to focus on that positive self-talk, really working on you, because, and I say it over and over again, but you are the greatest project that you'll ever work on. If you're a parent, that sounds selfish, but it's not, because the parent has to work on being the best version of themselves to help their kids,
yes,
to help their. And so it really just all comes together, but it's my goal is to reach out to people and help them realize what they need, the strength that they need can come from inside. And if I can help inspire that and motivate them to find that, that's what I want to do.
Marla, I think it was just a few days ago, I was listening to a video of Coach Nick Saban, and he was talking about being average, good, great, and elite. I believe those were the four categories. And he was talking about the steps that it takes to be that elite. And we can be good and we can be great. And you are talking about being elite in what you're doing, your program, and your effort. For someone to do, it's a very small percentage of people who can even consider themselves as elite. I don't know that somebody who's elite says that, but as you mentioned, it's about challenging ourselves, being our best selves, whether it's being a parent or in our job or in our sport, to continue to strive for being better than we were yesterday.
Absolutely. And listen, so elite is being superior. So, but we got to remember, being elite is not perfect. We've talked about this before, but it's like there's one perfect person that walked this earth, and it's not us. And so when we talk about striving for excellence, that's along the lines of really trying to be elite. Let me tell you, Mark, I heard the other day, and I couldn't even tell you the individual it was, but they were talking about what this one, maybe professional athlete, wished that he could do. And he's like, win a championship. I've never won a championship, whether at high school or college. I've never won a championship. And that just provoked so much thought. Granted, I understand what he's saying, but this is a deal. We need to win the championship of our life. We need to really be the best that we can be, not using that over and over and losing the meaning. But we want to be our own champion so that day in and day out, we're comfortable walking in our shoes. We're comfortable with the interactions that we have with others. We challenge ourselves. We strive for excellence, which then again means we just want to get better every day. We don't want to stay where we're at. We want to continue to excel and see how good life is. But the championship that we want to focus on is really within ourselves.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Marla Townsend. She has this program called Be Elite, and I wanted you to be able to hear about this today. And she also has a softball camp, and I wanted her to be able to share about that as well. If you'll stick with us, Marla, let's talk about these efforts on the other side, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond. bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
We're talking to Coach Marla Townsend right now. I always enjoy being able to talk to Marla. It's an encouragement to me. I know that many of you need daily encouragement because we have our own struggles. We have things that we have to go through. And when we go through those challenges, we need to hear that other people are experiencing similar or that they have gone through challenges themselves and be able to look at them and see the success that they've had in their life because of challenging themselves and maybe help boost us up and help move us forward in whatever our vision, our dream, our goals are, being the best parent we can be, playing in a sport, or just excelling in our jobs. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Marla Townsend.
Thank you.
You have an interesting effort with the Be Elite effort, and you have an opportunity on June the 13th to speak for, it's a positive peak performance conversation you're going to have about dreaming big there at the Gardendale Civic Center. How special is this for you to be able to present to an audience as a motivational speaker, consultant, and life coach?
Well, absolutely. It means the world to me because I have a lot of friends in Gardendale and I'm not far from that location. And they're always saying, you know, they see me traveling around the Southeast and speaking and they're like, when are you going to speak locally? And so this is it. This is it. June 13th at 6 p.m. at Gardendale Civic Center. And it's really the Elite Mindset Series. And one, just to cover a little bit about what we're going to talk about is, like we've mentioned over and over, striving for excellence. But what does it look like? What does it look like in your life? What does it look like in your family? What does it look like in the work environment? And this is for all ages. This is for families, adults, children, anyone of all ages. Then we definitely cover overcoming adversity. Everybody's going to be, quote, knocked to the mat, but it's not just about getting up, but it's about how fast you can get up. And so we want to deal and talk about overcoming adversity and really being resilient, because we are in our daily life. from the time we wake up, we face issues that we did not know we were going to come across that day. And so we really work on being resilient without even realizing it. We also really talk about positive self-talk. You and I were talking about the negative thoughts that go through our minds.
Yes.
And then really we want to turn that into positive self-talk. Build yourself up. Build yourself up and really realize what potential that you have inside of you. Also, empower yourself. We're going to talk a little bit about empowering yourself so that in turn you can empower others. And that really hits home with family members, because a lot of times we have parents that work all day long, and then when they get home, they're tired and they want to eat and relax. But yet that is some of the most valuable time that they have with their family and with their children. And so empower yourself to empower others. Then we hit the topic WIN, W-I-N. And that's what's important now, because we often make lists and we say what our priorities are. But how many times in life do we really, our actions back up those priorities? And so we take a look at what it is like to win. That is dealing with the issues, what's important now. And then social media awareness, like we mentioned earlier, we really want to take a look at what it means to be on the internet and to be on these social media apps, and how that affects us and should motivate us. And then actually the good that actually could come from it. But then obviously we'll address the negativity if it messes with your self-talk. And then finally, we talk about being unique, being who you are at all times, and being standing by the person that you are, your personality, who you are when nobody's looking. Just really, really being unique and celebrating what it is about yourself that is unique.
And that uniqueness has come across in my life sometimes as being odd. And when I was younger, I know how I was treated by my fellow classmates. And sometimes it was very difficult being raised by grandparents. I think about uniqueness and embracing that. That can be hard for some people in their lives to embrace their uniqueness after people criticize or bully or mistreat them, and they don't think of their uniqueness as something that's special that helps to make them who they are. Instead, they look at it as a negative.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I really am attracted when I see somebody that's different. Because you can remember the phase that the young high schoolers went through. They all had their hair just like Justin Bieber's. It was all long and over to the side. And it's so funny because they wanted to be so different, but yet they wanted to look alike because they were afraid to not fit in. Well, we really drive home accepting who you are and really being that person and being that person. And actually, people come to love when people are unique and they really stand out from the crowd, because that draws attention to you, but you got to be able to handle that attention. And the strength that you probably gained from the situations that you mentioned in school, you actually probably feed off of that today, because that actually makes you stronger. It should, it can, but it doesn't always. But we want to really, really celebrate the uniqueness in everybody that we come across.
It's nice to think about it that way, to celebrate ourselves and to think of our uniqueness as something that can be a contribution to our communities, our society.
One of the things that stands out when you talk about high school, it takes me back to my high school days, and band was my life. Yes, I was an athlete, but band was my number one priority. And you don't see a lot of athletes that are musicians at the same time. And I loved it. I loved going straight from band practice to running a track event, going back to band practice, going to a tennis match, going back to band practice. And the way that the coaches and the director worked with me and allowed me to do those things, but I could just sit there and see the people that would look at me question, why do you do athletics or why do you do band? And that so much formed who I am today.
That is interesting, Marla, to think about your path. I wouldn't have guessed that, but you are right. There aren't that many athletes playing in the band. I've known a few in my life that have done both, but that is interesting that you really loved the band. What did you play?
I was trumpet. I played trumpet, and my discipline came from band.
Wow.
Listen, I was a wild child on the basketball floor, softball. I look back and I'm like, why didn't nobody tell me? And they probably did. They probably told me over and over. Maybe I should say, why did I not listen? But band really, it really drove home the discipline that I was yearning for. I went to Alabama. I was in the $1 Million Band. Bear Bryant's final year was my freshman year.
Wow.
I was in Rick Sanderson's basketball pep band 4 years, you know, until he actually left. And then I'm in it. Yes. So almost majored in music.
Look at you, Marla. This is impressive. You've had, as other people, so to speak, reinvent yourself because you love, I loved kicking a football, but that ended for me and I had to transition into my law enforcement career, transition into later on here with the radio show and adapting and overcoming and finding that new passion. That's, to me, that's remarkable.
I loved it. I loved being different. I loved being different. And with my wonderful children, you know, they're adopted and they do not look like me at all. And I love it. We will walk places and strike up conversations. I just love standing out because when you stand out, then people come up to you and want to talk to you and learn about you and then share similar stories. And it's just, I love it. I love when people find who they are and they treasure the uniqueness that they have to offer.
Marla, let's talk about drawing out this uniqueness through your softball camp. You have a camp coming up. Tell us about this.
So we're going to be in Fultondale, Alabama, June 19th and the 20th. And then we're going to Leeds, Alabama. I probably will stop at Bucky's on the way over there. And then we're going to Leeds, Alabama, the 21st and 22nd. And so what we do is we go around the state and we do satellite camps. And so through these satellite camps, we go 9 to 3 daily. So it's 2-day camps. And we really work on the mental game as well. We have a mental game session. We obviously work on offensive techniques, defensive techniques, work a lot on base running. If you've been watching the World Series, you've seen some elite. And when I say elite programs, they're elite programs making base running mistakes. And wow, like game changer base running mistakes. So we really focus a lot on base running. And then we also work on agility sessions where, in the sport of softball, it does not matter if you're the tallest, the shortest, the fastest, the slowest. It doesn't matter. You can always get better. You can get faster. You can get stronger. And there's a position that needs you. And so we work on agility training that we work on our quickness and our reaction time, obviously, as well as we work on our running form. So those camps are coming up, and then there'll be more in July. We'll be traveling around the state and just really look forward to working with youth and hopefully touching their lives.
Can I ask you a left field question, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I was watching Tennessee and Florida State last night playing softball.
Yes.
And I noticed that they use a yellow softball in the game. And, of course, in baseball, they use a white baseball.
Yes.
Why do they use a yellow softball?
Okay, so it's optic yellow. And years ago, pitchers dominated. Pitchers were throwing from 40 feet, and they dominated on the highest level when we were traveling, playing women's ball, and there was men's fast pitch and stuff. So the pitchers dominated because you can go rise balls. You can go up. You can go down. You can go in and out. You change the speed. The ball has a lot of movement. And so to help the hitters get a little bit of advantage, that's when they turn to the optic yellow softball, and they move the pitchers back to 43 feet. And so that's it. Just really now you have games that are very high scoring, but there you very rarely found games that were more than one or two run differentials. It was 1-0 ball games, 2-1 because of the pitchers just far developing beyond the hitters. And then now obviously hitting has caught up. It's a pretty even game.
Okay, I'm glad I asked my question. I told April last night, I said, I'm going to ask Marla tomorrow when she comes on the show why they're using a yellow softball.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, it's really helped. And just the development over the years and the number of coaches that have poured into our youth and really challenged them, it's amazing. When I was playing women's ball, we had 3 ASA, which was the main organization, then teams in the state. Now I would venture to say that there's probably 3,000 teams in the state.
Wow.
And it's amazing watching the journey, how far it's come.
Marla, let's tell people how they can participate in the softball camp and then also on your Positive Peak Performance Series at the Gardendale Civic Center coming up on June the 13th.
So, yeah. So the website for that is marlatownsend.kaifecta.com. That gives you the upcoming events, and I'll send this to you as well. But then also for the Peak Performance Series is marlatownsend.kaifecta.com.
That would be a one-stop shop for whatever people want to do with Marla Townsend?
Yes. Actually, the softball camps, you add upcoming-events on the end of it. It can link it both together. So marlatownsend.kaifecta.com.
Excellent. Marla, it is always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. You're welcome back anytime. I will try to make plans to be in Gardendale to hear you on June the 13th. I see where I can register at marlatownsend.kaifecta.com. There's a nice little icon there, register for Gardendale June the 13th, and I believe I will do that.
Absolutely, and I can tell you this. There is a code. The code is MARKW10. Mark, MARKW10, and that is a family pass for $10. You can bring as many as you'd like to. I just need to know how many so that we have the room set up for you. And so that code is going to be good through Friday, and I'll send you that information as well.
Perfect. Thank you, Marla Townsend.
All right. Take care, Mark. I appreciate you.
All right. See you later. Take care. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
These are my kind of people.